president's decision to withdraw U.S. Military personnel from Syria has been in the news for several weeks now, and there's been quite a lot of controversy around whether that move makes sense in light of where we are in the effort against ISIS. And I think the tragic attack in Manbij, where U.S. service personnel were killed, I think shows what most of us who follow counterterrorism already knew, and that is that ISIS is certainly not in any way defeated at this point. And so the idea that we can pull out of Syria on the theory that the job is done just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Now, there are lots of good reasons to talk about what kind of force presence makes sense in Syria, and I would not argue with the administration on that score, but using some of the language that was being used over the last few weeks of ISIS having been defeated, well, that was that reality was brought home painfully, in a very painful way this week with the loss of U.S. service personnel.
Mm-hmm. Do you get the sense that the organization ISIS that I'm referring to still has great capabilities? I mean, that was a tremendous explosion that we actually saw on video. So what does that tell you about the capabilities of that organization still?
Well, you know, it is certainly true that the loss of so much territory, the physical caliphate that the Islamic State or ISIS controlled, has certainly caused the organization to have to operate in a different way, and they are not nearly as powerful as they might have been at the kind of peak of their territorial expansion in Iraq and Syria. But as the attack in Manbij reveals, they still have very potent capability, certainly in parts of Iraq and Syria, where they can operate effectively as an insurgent organization, even if they aren't in full control of territory. Manbij is an area that I wouldn't say it felt safe for American service personnel, but certainly was an area controlled by military partners of the United States, and not the Islamic State, and yet still you saw a very lethal attack took place. So ISIS still has a very potent capability, actually finishing the job of defeating or destroying a terrorist organization is a very difficult thing to accomplish, and I think we are still some ways away from that with ISIS.
ISIS is not alone in still remaining a serious threat. We saw in Kenya, we saw a very strong attack from Al-Shabaab, which is an Al-Qaeda affiliated organization. What did you learn from that situation?
Well, it's just another painful reminder that the conflict in East Africa, focused mostly in Somalia, but certainly including threats to Kenya as well, that conflict between Al-Shabaab and friendly government forces there grinds on. And I use that word advisedly. You know, that conflict has been grinding on for a number of years now. And there's certainly, again, progress that has been made in kind of kicking Al-Shabaab out of key areas where they had territorial control, but they are still able to threaten large population centers. And obviously this kind of attack in Nairobi, a major hotel and office complex where you had people going about their daily lives, that shows that the organization Shabaab still has reach into the capital of Kenya, and can bring lethal force to bear against innocent civilians. So that tells you there's still a long way to go before we really have solved the problem of terrorism in East Africa as well.
Nick Rasmussen, former director of the National Counterterrorism Center. JJ Green, WTOP News.